Good evening. It's official. Ian Hunter has a copy of my book on his coffee table.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Reckless Eric Radio Show.
Tacky but effective. I've got class, me. Emails from people about, well, actually three emails altogether from people who read the Independent newspaper and have seen the article about Ian Hunter in which it says that a copy of my book sits on his coffee table. So obviously I'm very proud of that, because if you listen to the show a lot, or have done a couple of times, you'll have noticed that I play quite a lot of Ian Hunter and Mott the Hoople records. So it's payback. Oh, I don't know. And it might have had a 6-inch layer of dust on it and never been opened, and he's never got any intention of reading it. So I must chuck that out or give it to the welfare or the goodwill or whatever they're called. But he just ain't got round to it, because I'm sure he's quite busy. The Lives of the Stars. Hope you like this record. Anyway, it's This is Waldsteinho, something like that. Steinhuis. He's responsible for the the bigger part of the Hawaiian records that you find in charity shops all over Europe. I was almost thrilled to bits when I found out that this wonderfully sunny, laid-back music comes from fog-bound, overcrowded Belgium, and Wout himself being the world's leading exponent of Hawaiian music is a Belgian, like Plastic Bertrand and Johnny Hallyday and Jacques Brel. Anyway, I don't know where that leads us. I'd better find another record, because we're all going to get depressed if we listen to this. Freaky. John Fred and his Playboy band, a record that's fascinated me since it was a hit in England in 1968 when I was a mere slip of a lad. I didn't know if it was an R&B record or a bubblegum record or a complete novelty record or what. And I just found out that he came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and he actually died in Yes, you don't want to know about that. This is Blossom Toes. Thank you.
Once upon a time they were sitting out in the cold, waiting for the sun to come. Sooner or later the sun came, time began to run. They tried so hard to chase it, but time began to fly. As they raced to nowhere, a million years went by.
In Russian clubs, about what they got into. Extinguished, originally written Reaper. And you see punk rockers in leather. It's all about costume. It's all drag, but each one has to struggle for himself. The perfect ones have only pointed the way. Time's about dissatisfaction at the ruin. At the ruin of both. A little story about second thoughts. Experiences witchy and dark. Interested in this kind of debauchery. They feel foolish. Enraged with anger. Blinded by delusion. Time's about dissatisfaction at the ruin of others, at the ruin of both. A little story about second thoughts.
See, that was Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds, a fantastic group. We went to see them play a few weeks ago in Paris, and we loved them so much that we went to see them again in La Rochelle. That was two concerts in France. It's our whole quota for the year. It was much better in La Rochelle because the audience weren't from Paris. Some of them were dressed up, I can only describe them as new romantic farmers. It looked like a National Union of Farmers do with new romantic undertones, or possibly overtones. Very, very odd. Everyone was old. It was like they were, I mean, I felt terribly old because I was already past it when that goth kind of thing came in. So when I saw these aging goths and aging stage divers, there was a stage diver who had to keep pushing his glasses up his nose and beckoning to all his friends to get round and stop him from smashing his head in when he dived onto the dance floor, all the time beckoning and pushing his glasses up his nose, and then he sort of half dived, half climbed off the stage into the arms of his staggering friends, and they all thought about doing it again, but I think they had to go to the bar and have a half a bitter before they could think about it, really. It's a sad business. Anyway, here's someone who's a little bit younger, but probably getting on a bit now. This is Ben Ramble, and the group is called My Second Head, and it's an album called My Struggle. I think it's fantastic, actually, and I'm very sorry I haven't played some of it earlier, but I have been having a hiatus while I wallpaper myself to various segments of this house in an attempt to sell it. I don't know where I'm at now. So, yes, okay, my second head, my struggle, Ben Ramble or Ben Gallagher, and this is called Nobody Cares. Except that I do, and you should care as well. You should all have this album, look him up on the internet and buy it.
Acoustic guitar. HR a work of war. I could sell you tomorrow, so bring me back my girl. You better bring me back my girl.
Magnetic fields and acoustic guitar, and this one, this is O.C. Smith, and I think this might be the last tune on the programme.
Well, the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Hollow's tramp. Yeah, the weeds were high, the corn was dry, when Daddy took to drinking. Him and Sally Walker, they up and ran away. Then Mama shed a silent tear and promised 14 children. I swear you'll never see a hungry day. When Mama sacrificed the pride, the neighbors started talking. But we were much too young to understand the things they said. All we really cared about was Mama's chicken dumplings and a goodnight kiss before we went to bed.
Record on the programme, apart from a bit more of Wax Steenhouse or whatever he's called with his Tahiti Nut tune. And apart from that, what can I tell you? I can't remember what I can tell you. I can't tell you a damn thing, really. Time to kick back. That's an American expression. I'm doing the best I can. And relax. Any complaints, they'll be fully investigated. You can leave them on the commentary type of thing, or send emails via the address that you will find on www.recklesseric.com/com. complain about something. I don't know what I'm talking about. I hope the Americans will have me. Well, only time will tell. In a minute I'll start tra-la-la-ing along and then we'll really be in trouble. You listen to this with earphones on, you get a flute in your left ear fiddling about. I think I'd just better say good night and we'll call it a day. Good night, it's a day.